This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, June 14, in Squiz Kids Today. Doing chores makes you smarter. Boston's wee problem. Sports stars aplenty in Queen's Honours and a new dinosaur found in Victoria. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Okay, bad news, kids. Researchers in Melbourne have done a study and found that doing chores around the house makes you smarter. In news that is going to bring a smile to the face of parents everywhere, researchers from La Trobe University in Melbourne yesterday released their findings after surveying more than 200 kids in Victoria. And what they found was that kids who helped out around the house, making their beds, tidying their rooms, setting the table, or helping out in the garden, and even in some cases making the family dinner, do better at school and university later in life, thanks to the lessons they learn from doing chores. And here's some percentages for you to consider and place yourself among. According to the report, 80% of kids, or 80 out of the 100 they surveyed, set or clear the dinner table, and 77% feed pets, but only 59% make their bed, 55% load the dishwasher, and only 47% vacuum their own room. Doing household chores helps kids develop planning and problem-solving skills, according to researchers, which can help them later in life. So, don't just sit there, start folding some laundry already. Do it for your brain. And while as a kids' news presenter I'm deeply unhappy to be bringing you this news, as a parent, I couldn't be happier. If you live on the east coast of Australia and were thinking of making the most of this freezing cold weather to hop down to the beach and have a swim, maybe think twice. The polar blast that's been bringing icy temperatures has also brought with it massive ocean swells and dangerous surf. Check out the link in today's episode notes to video of a wave crashing up and over the boardwalk wall in Bondi. Wowzers.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Boston, a city on the east coast of the United States, where transport officials have come up with a clever solution to a smelly problem. Like many other metro train systems around the world, and yes, Paris Metro, I am looking at you, the Boston Metro has a reputation for stinking of wee. For reasons only they can explain, some people wee on train platforms or in commuter tunnels rather than using a toilet. And in Boston's case, the elevators leading down to platforms are occasionally used by commuters as toilets. Ew. So, they've installed a bunch of sensors in the ceiling of the elevators to detect the smell of urine and set off an alarm and shut down the lift until the cleaners can come and disinfect it. A clever solution to a wee problem. Whoops, that would be the dad joke alarm. Tee.
Sport time.
Aussie sporting stars were well and truly represented among the people who yesterday received a Queen's birthday honour. Tennis superstar Ash Barty, Australian women's cricket rock star Meg Lanning, and the late cricketer Shane Warne all made the honours list, meaning they've been awarded for the contribution they've each made to their sport. What does it mean when I say the late Shane Warne? That's an expression we use to note when someone has passed away. And what's the Queen's Birthday Honours List? They're awards given out each Queen's Birthday holiday weekend to Australians who have made a significant contribution to whatever field they work in. As well as sports stars, lots of clever scientists and mathematicians and artists and entertainers make the list each year. Reflecting on her win, Aussie women's cricket captain Meg Lanning said she was just proud to have helped kids stop seeing cricket as a boys' game only and start seeing it as a boys' and a girls' game. Hear, hear, Meg. Is Squiz Kids part of your daily routine? We want to see how you listen to us each day and where you listen to us. In the car, in the classroom, over the brekkie table, while you're brushing your teeth. Post a story to your Instagram and don't forget to tag at Squiz Kids. And thanks to those of you who have done so already. With a special shout out to Tennille, Bella and Abby, who sent us a great photo of them listening to Squiz Kids in the car, which we've included in our stories on Instagram. If you send in a photo or post a story, keep an eye on our Instagram account at Squiz Kids, where we'll be reposting your pics and stories as they come in.
Animal Kingdom.
It's been an exciting week in meat-eating dinosaur news. First of all, footprints have been discovered on the Great Ocean Road in Victoria that may have come from a new species of carnivorous dinosaur. A carnivore, of course, is a creature that eats meat. What's particularly cool about this find is that it was made by a tradie who likes to fossil hunt in his spare time. Tim Flagstaff and his wife have discovered 140 footprints, and counting, of lots of different dinosaurs who roamed over the 25-metre area of rock on the Great Ocean Road. I've put a link in your episode notes to a 3D model that an expert has created of the potentially new meat-eating dinosaur. Two-legged, big claws, sharp teeth. How cool that they can tell that much from a footprint. Meanwhile, over on the Isle of Wight, remains have been found of a new type of spinosaur, which could be the biggest carnivorous dino to have roamed Europe. Based on the bones that have been found, it was about 10 metres long and lived about 125 million years ago. And over in Egypt, a third new species of meat eater has been found in the Sahara Desert. This one apparently had the face of a bulldog and tiny arms like a T-Rex. I've put links to drawings of both in your episode notes. Three new discoveries after millions of years. How about that?
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Name the Aussie women's cricket captain who made the Queen's birthday honours list. That's right, it's Meg Lanning. Question number two. What's the name of the road in Victoria where new dinosaur footprints have been found? Yeah, that's right, it's the Great Ocean Road. Question number three. What's the name of the city in the US where authorities are tackling the smell of wee in the metro? Yeah, that's right, it's Boston. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's June 14. Today is World Blood Donors Day. Adults all over the world are encouraged to give blood whenever they can, as it's used in hospitals to help sick people get better. We've done an excellent Squiz Kids shortcut on blood, which dropped on Friday. If you're a classroom that's a Squiz Kids for School subscriber, or a parent who's subscribed via our Apple Podcast subscriber specials, it's there and ready for you to wrap your ears around. If you're not a subscriber but keen to check it out, there are links to free trials of both in today's episode notes. Today's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Kaylee from Craigburn, Hannah from Upper Mount Gravatt, Rylan from Forest Lake, Sophie from Bowral, Sinclair from Goulburn, Chad from Pendle Hill and Caleb from Epping. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Inara from Oakley, Annabelle from Whistler, Albert from Double Bay, Finn from Cairns and Tyreka from Ashmont. And don't forget, if you celebrated your birthday yesterday on the public holiday Monday, we gave you a shout-out in Friday's podcast. Can't have you thinking we forgot you. Classroom shout-outs today go to Ms. Fisher's class at Craigburn Primary School, Class 5 Blue at Scone Grammar School, Class 6 Y and Mrs. Yeet at Carlingford Public School, and finally, a shout-out to Daniel, Nate and Lani, who are being homeschooled by their mum as they travel around Australia. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, Get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.